Okay, gentlemen, we'll go back. We've got two cases under advisement. And our first case is case number 11,430. And that is the one, the variance from the minimum lot width requirement for the parcel. And that's where they built to build the family home. And that's on the...
That's a 28-foot variance?
Yep, 28-foot. And that's back in the woods there with it, that tree. I mean, it's not going to be seen. I think it would be.
I think the, just, of course, my, that's what we're here for, in my opinion. And I was just saying that we, I don't think anything different than the other variance that has been granted and brought to our attention. Evidently, the board had agreed to on 2006. In fact, it pretty much looks identical.
Pretty much.
I think he's got a reasonable reason for wanting it to give it to, what is it, his, some of his family.
Some of the family to keep it in the family so he can enjoy his family. It's all there together.
So, I don't have a problem with it, but that's just me.
Mr. Workman?
I have no problem with it.
Mr. Hudson?
I have no problem with it.
Mr. Mills?
12 acres.
I don't have any problem with the request. I just was concerned that the applicant couldn't address the standard that hadn't been created by him. I mean,
okay.
How do you prove a variance if
right.
It doesn't meet the standards?
Right.
We do it all the time.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said we do that all the time.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, we've heard that, and if there's no further discussion, then if you're ready to vote on it, if you've made your point, then chair will entertain a motion on case number 11,430.
I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,430 based on the uniqueness of the property. It's being presented to us as an irregular shape. That's apparent. And he stated that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And I don't believe the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant. I believe he's trying to do make something happen with his property would be beneficial to the family, everyone in the family. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. There has been variances of that type in that area. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Sorry.
Second. Either one.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,430. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by vote of 4-1, case number 11,430 is approved. Okay.